Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I really appreciate you staying with us. It's 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. I want to bring in, and as we go along, we'll keep bringing in and introducing you to various ministers, and we'll get to know them better. And of course, at some point, we'll hope to have a full hour with them. But I want to congratulate a newly appointed Minister of Public Works on the line, Minister Dean McPherson. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, and good evening to your listeners.
Well, you have certainly made waves already in the past couple of hours that you've been a minister, and I think a lot of people are welcoming some of your suggestions, and you've been quite clear. You know, you're in the seat now, and things are going to have to change. Talk to us about some of the things that you're proposing.
Yeah, well, you know, we're here to serve the people of this country, a country that we love and hold dearly to our hearts. And, you know, it's been a very interesting introduction into government. Mm. And one of the key priorities that I've made known to the department is that I want to turn South Africa into a construction site so that we ramp up infrastructure development. We take infrastructure to communities that so desperately need it. Because if we can do that, we can then grow our economy and create many jobs that are needed across the country. In order to do that, that means that we're going to have to focus the department logistically, administratively, and financially on being a champion for infrastructure investment and development. Mm-hmm. And that means that we're going to have to take some difficult choices as we go forward. And that's why today I informed my cabinet colleagues that we won't be able to procure any new homes or offices for the executive or for members of parliament. That we have enough homes and offices available for everyone, that we'll need to make do with what we have, because any additional money that we can save is going to go into our infrastructure development operation.
I mean, that's a big point that you're saying, that you're going to have to champion to get money to do this this construction that is so overdue. I mean, are you already starting to speak to the Minister of Finance? Are you getting private meetings where you're going to at least, you know, twist his arm about where the money should be coming from and how much you would need?
Well, the minister yesterday joked to me that his first answer to every question for money is no. I have asked to see him, and I'm sure that I will in due course. But the truth is that, you know, what we need to do is we need to view infrastructure development and investment through public-private partnerships. I think, to government's credit, that some of the infrastructure projects that they have done through Infrastructure South Africa have proven the ability to create bankable projects that the private sector can then partner in. Mm. It's now about creating a pipeline of investment projects going forward that we can get the private sector to partner with us so that we can meet each other halfway. And I think that if we can do that, we can get a lot more spend for our rand in infrastructure development. It means we're going to have to refocus Infrastructure South Africa slightly, and I'm going to have discussions with the presidency on that. But I think that we can start to make some headway and start to, you know, boost economic output through infrastructure development. And I think that that's the shared common goal that we probably have across various departments.
For some time, while the Minister Patricia de Lille was a Minister of Public Works, there was a lot of work around auditing this country's property, especially, you know, property that's owned by the state. You know, is that something that you're also going to need to look very closely at?
Absolutely. If we don't know what we own, we can't leverage it for the good of the public. And I think that Minister de Lille, in her previous capacity, definitely started that ball rolling. I hope to see Minister de Lille soon as well, and she asked to see me yesterday at the inauguration. But we do have to get a grip on it. The state is the single largest landlord in the country. We estimate around 88,000 buildings and around 5 million hectares of land. And we then need to start to ask ourselves, what do we need? And what can we then give to either cities, provinces, or towns, or the public to be able to be used for public good? As an example, I got a call from an NPO in Mamelodi who said that they had raised funds to build a library but they just couldn't get anywhere with getting information or response on land that's owned by our department. But I'm going to be seeing them soon, and if we can make that land available to them to build a library for the community, well, then that's what we should be doing as the state.
I want us to talk about, you mentioned the mafia, which have been a headache actually for many municipalities as well as provinces. Your plan in finally getting a grip on this mafia issue?
Look, I mean, I think that we must agree that anyone who seeks to obstruct or delay or hijack the program of government, which is, you know, around infrastructure development and rollout, are not just an enemy to our communities, but they're an enemy to the state, and they should be treated as such. We will not negotiate, we will not bend, and we will not talk to them, because we just are going to adopt a zero-tolerance approach. And I think, to his credit, former Minister Zikalala really started that process, and we're going to pick it up with the new Minister of Police, Senzo Nkunu. And we're going to devise a more robust strategy to stop their antics, but more importantly, to protect the projects that are currently underway and that are being delayed by these mafia. Because the truth is that any infrastructure projects that are delayed or being abandoned have dire consequences for our communities that are desperate for access to transport, water, transmission through electricity lines. And so we really need to take that head on, and I'm absolutely committed to doing that. But I'm also absolutely committed to doing it in partnership with communities, because we want communities to be the custodians of infrastructure that belongs to them, so that they can protect it, look after it, and that we can get a longer lifespan out of it going forward.
I really appreciate your time. We obviously will be talking some more. Thank you so much, and congratulations, Minister.
Thank you. I look forward to chatting more in the future. Take care.
Fantastic. Minister Dean McPherson is a Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure.
I'm not happy with what the gentleman just said. He's not even aware of what is happening with this. I'm sure he's still new at the office. That's why he can't even respond to you when you talk about the indigent part. So indigent part on its own, have you checked the documents you have to submit, the form that you have to fill, how big it is? For you to fill that every 6 months, come on, that's ridiculous. And then coming to a service fee, we're paying a tax, and then now again you're going to pay another. Disgusting, that's what I can say. So it is true when they say for our system now, or political system, it wants to have what the African countries have, which is when you poor, you poor. When you rich, you are rich.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.